Somebody helps on Shabbos. He holds you do not have to have a kinyan. It's not by mira bialma. The epakabuchim that helps on Shabbos. Ki yitzavah, the same type of halacha. Also, we say zochin legodol v'yein zochin lekotin. Did you Rebbe Leza? You can mezacha for godol and not for kotin. That's Rebbe Leza shita. Yeshua imenel begodol imer. You can mezacha for godol chura kabuchim lekotin. For sure, you can do it for kotin. Worry is that a kotin doesn't have his own kinyan. Since a kotin doesn't have his own kinyan, like for sure it's a sfer, it could be mezaka. Somebody else should be mezaka for him. A shengen a godol that has his own kinyan, maybe God lets do it himself. So if you give mezaka for a godol, he holds kavachem with a kotin. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Leza waime b'shabes dvor of kayomim v'nei shem yochel lichtoif. Rabbi Leza holds that on Shabbos, now for shchidmera, says he wants to give away a matona, it's chal with Bamiru Bialma just by talking, even though you don't write it down. Since you can't write it down on Shabbos, Rabbanu will make it on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Leza's Shita, like it says in our Mishnah. Avaloy b'choil, but in the middle of the weekdays, then you have to write down the Kenyan. He doesn't open that Amira helps by Shkimira. Rabbi Yeshua, and Yeshua says no, that for Shabbos, some of it says on Shabbos, Yishno, Kavachaymu b'choil, for sure b'choil also. Like the Svari Yishla Titra of Daitai, he shouldn't become nervous. We want him to be happy, to be satisfied what he says should be done. And Kiyotzeboi, like it says in our mission, the same thing we also have, that Zochin Lakotin, V'ein Zochin Lagodol, Diva Rebeleze, Kiyomri Mezaka for Kotin, because he can't make his own Kinyin. Therefore, we can make a Tchiyah for him, but we can't be Zochin for Godol, since the Godol can make his own Kinyin. However, Bishuwaimer, Lakotin Normal, Kalvachim Lagodol. We said for Kotin, Kalvachimer for Godol also, you can Mezaka. A Godol is easier to make Kinyonim, so Vadi can be Mezaka to a Godol also. Now, Vadi, that's what we're asking, that you could be Mezaka even to a Godol also. Yeah, now we're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nofal habayis olov v'yalofif. Let's say a house caves in on a son and his father. And the son says to Shiloh, who died first? Shiloh, who yashin su? A yolov or a person v'yal marisha. Let's say it falls upon him and a brother. And the question is, who yashin su? Vois olov, now the person that died, he had upon himself a ksuba sisha. He had a chiyuv to pay his wife a ksuba. Ubal chayv, he owed people money. So now it's a machlekes. Yor sheyav, the one that wants yashin is the father. Let's say the father owned the ksuba, the father owned the chayv. I mean, forget the yor sheyav, I mean, the people that yashin the father, the other brothers, or the other sons. Aimrim, they say, had ben meis rishon. Listen, the son, he died first. So he does not yashin his father. But the yachakach meisav, first, later on, the father died. So therefore, the father is the one that ended off with the money. So therefore, the Yorshiav, they take it. Ubalachayiv, the Balachayiv means the son, owed somebody money. So the son comes, the Balachayiv says, Oimrim, no, Ho'av meis rishon ishno, the father died first. Ho'av meis rishon, the father died first. The Yachakach meis aben, and then the son first died. And therefore the son yashin the father, and therefore we're a bal chayv of the son, we have a right to come and collect the money. So what's the halacha in such a machlekes? Be shama yomim yachleku. Shami says the halacha of moment amut of a sofik, we don't know what to do, so we say yachleku, we divide it in half. Ube still loimim no, nechosim b'cheskosim. The property is b'cheskosim, stays b'cheskos where it was before. So the big shiling, you'll see exactly in the Gemara, what does it mean, Beches Kosan? So Rashbam says, Beches Kas Yorshiav. It stays Beches Kas of the father. Sherei Heim Yorshim Vadai. Oy mi Yaakov Em Ruven, Kum Echzokim Domi. Sherei Yaakov Muchsev Benachosav Oya. Vilu Boye Mikoychoy, Ubal Choyv Misofik. He's talking about some of the Vadai. As the Yorshiav, the Abedin Vadai. Is Bal Choyv, him it's a Sofik, if the son received it or not. Therefore, they said, stays the Nichsei Av, the Yorshei Av take it, they're a Vada and the other ones are a Suffolk. I will see about this, more about this in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, we learned over there. Halacharis, we learned the Gemara in the next parak, that Hamalze Eschadeiru Bishtar, somebody lends money to his friend. Bishtar, they write up a document that I'm lending you $1,000. So when you go to collect it, You can collect the money even from a shabadim, even from property that the loiva sold. And now when the malva comes to the loiva, he has no money and no property, he has a right to take away the property that the loiva sold. Let's say you only lent the money, there's no shtar, just in front of the edim. Then the law is gave him an achosim b'nei chayrin. You can only collect money that the loiva himself has. But you cannot collect money from the mishabotim. And this the boy Shmuel. Shmuel has a shaila. What's going to be the ikni v'kono mahu? What's going to be if right now when the loiva borrows the money, he doesn't have any property? Or let's see, even if he does have property. But the question is, after he borrows the money, next week he's going to buy new property. And then he's going to sell that property. Could the malva later on come and collect that property? That's called the ikni v'kono mahu. The property that the loiva is going to buy, after he took the loan, and he'll sell it away to somebody else, later when the malva comes to collect, can he take away that property or not? So Gemara says like this: Aliba the Rabbi Meir the Omar Oda Machna Dava Shlomo Liyer Lom Lati Berlach. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no Shaila. At Rabbi Meir, Shita always is Oda Machna Dava Shlomo Liyer Lom. So you also, even though you don't own the property yet, so what? But right now, when the loiva takes the loan, it's milva b'shtar. He's mishabed all his nechosim. Since that shibud is any nechosim that he will get later on, it's also called the shibud on. Tevade kana avada the malva has the right to shibud to take away that property. Elakiti boilok. Where is my shaila? I'll leave it the rabbanim. I'll tell you my shaila is according to the rabbanim shita. The yamri that they say ain't not the makna dovah shalom b'liyelam. They say a person cannot be makna dovah shalom b'liyelam. So the Chura, this is called the Loi Boli Erlem right now, because the Loiva does not have the property at the time when the Shibud is Chal. But still, maybe it's better over here. Like, what's the Shaila then? Rashbam explains, because like the property is on the world. It's only a problem, you didn't own it. But the Karka is here, and it's Shibud, and Shibud is Chal anyway. So therefore, maybe here it's a little bit better. Like, it's not a real Loi Boli Erlem. Real Loi Boli Erlem is like the pear didn't grow yet. But here, the character is on the world. It's only that the loiva did not buy it yet. That's a shalom for Shibud. Does it help or not? So Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, Toshim, I don't bring your proof. Says, V'chacham moim nechom say, Silho yivikeach. This person was a wise man. Shemocha lo yasakarka, that he sold his property. V'nei shu yocho lemoshkenoi olof, because he can make a mashken out of it. Now the Rashbam explains this is a machlekes in the Gemara and Ksubis. Ka hamoitzi shtar choy val chaveroi v'aloi hoitzi shtar shekosav boi shemocher es asoda. His first Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Ruvain owes $1,000 to Shimon. And then Ruvain went ahead and bought karko off Shimon. Shimon has a shtar, or Ruvain has a shtar, that he sold him the karko. So the question is, now Shimon later wants to come and collect his chayiv from the karka that Reuven bought off him. So the first Mamdiyam there says, we don't believe him to say that he sold him the karka. Because the loiva Reuven has a right to say, like, why would you let me buy the karka off you? You would rather me pay up the chayiv first. So the Chum say no, the Malva was a smart man here. What the Malva did is, true, he sold his karka back to Reuven. And Reuven paid him money for the karka. Now Reuven owns karka. So now when Shimon comes to collect the chayiv, if Reuven will say, I have no money, he has property. So therefore Shimon the Malva will be able to collect his property. Therefore he's a smart person for doing it. But Agav, we see, even though this property the loiva first bought after the loan, still we see the Malva has the right to come and collect from it. So here you see the ikni is kona. Samar says no. Omalei Rava, Rava said back, is there any proof from here? Minei komar, from what the loiv himself has? No. Minei afilu meglima diakaspe. Avada, whatever the loiv himself owns, even though he bought it after the loan, so what? Even though he bought the property, even if he bought a suit after the loan, lemaisa now when the malva comes to collect money from the loiva, if the loiva doesn't have money, he has to give away anything he has. Even his clothing he has to give away. So if the loiva himself bought karka and he still has the karka, for sure that karka is meshubid to the malva. Yet there's no shaila. Kiko mi boyalong, where do I have my shiloh? The ikni kono umocha. In the case where the loiva bought property later on and he already sold it to somebody else. And now the malva comes to take it away from the moicher. That's the shiloh. Or else the ikni where the loiva bought something, kono he was kainer it, for hirish, and then he died and his son yashened him. That's the shiloh. Mai, does the malva have right to take it away from the kuchais or from the yoshim? Without this shibud, this first chal after the loan took place, maybe according to the rabbanon, it's called the davish lo b'li'elum. So maybe you can't collect from such a mishabodim. That's the shayla. This the gemara says. Amar Rav Chanan says, Tarshim come in here. Bring your proof from our mishnah. Says now mishnah, no fal habayis olav v'yalaviv. A house caved in on his son and on his father, or else olav v'yalmarishav. A house caved in on two brothers. One brother and the other brother. We don't know who died first, but who's going to yashin who? In a case where one dies, the other brother would yashin the other one. Voice Allah ksubas isha bal chayf. And there were people that he owed money to. There was a ksubas isha, the father owned the ksuba, and the son had a bal chayf, the son owned money. So yarshi avaimrim, the people that yashin the father, they say, ha ben meis rishin. Listen, for sure the son died first, and therefore v'yachakach meistav, the father died second, therefore the father still remained with his property, and therefore we are the Yashin, we'll Yashin our father. O Baal Chayv, no, the Baal Chayv, the people that the son owes money to, they say the opposite, that Ho'av Meis Rishon, the father for sure died first, and then the son, so the son Yashin his father, therefore we have a right to collect from the property, this property is Meshubah to us. Now, we start about this. You can tell me, the ikni koni yomocher, the ikni koni v'horish, loy mishtabid. If you can tell me something, the labor first gets afterwards, and then the yerusha takes over. So there's no shibodim, there's no mishabodim. You can't collect it. If so, nihinami diyav meis bresha. What do I keep? Even if, let's say, it's true the way the Baal Chayv say. Let's say it's true that the father died first. So therefore, lemaisa the son yashent his father true. But now the son died, so the yarshim of the son take over. So, the mis bresha hiiknihu. Now, call upon him at the time when the son borrowed the money, the son did not have this property. The son first yarshim the property from his father afterwards. And now that the son died, the son doesn't have it either, goes over to his marishim, goes over to his sons. So, if you can tell me now that the ikni, something the leiver gets on later, and he sells it, gives it over to Yerusha, he can't collect, so why does the Baal Chayv have a right to come and collect here? According here at Saraya, the Baal Chayv has a right to come and collect, the Malva could collect from the Chosim that the Leiva first bought or Yashined later on. Tomorrow says, Omaluhu Rav Nachman Ziri Chavrin. So Rav Nachman said over that Ziri Chavrin Tigmu, he explained this, that mitzvah yisoymim lefroya chayvesavihem could be real, and maybe usually the ikni is not kona. But it is a new svara right now that lemaisa, if the father died first, so then the son yashined. Now that the son yashined, all right, a turnover. The gemara here is again that ziri chavin tigmol. That mitzvah la yisemim lefroya chayvet avien. Could be the son of real halachia, maybe takadikni, is not kona, since the son did not have it to shas the loan, he only got it after the loan, when his father died, and he himself died as Yarshim took over. So nice, maybe the Baal Chayv does not have a real halachia to collect it, machmas the real din shibud, but here it's a special halachia called the mitzvah la yisemim lefroya chayvet avien. The mitzvah found the assignment to pay what the father owns. See, for quickly, there's no proof over here. But Yerushalayim says, "Loi mishum shekostav lo di iknihu." The guy, "Kono machol lo mishtabed." By regular case, where you bought it later and you sold it, could be then the malva cannot collect. Only by yoshim, because of the mitzvah, the feel lo kostav lo di ikni. Even they didn't write it down. Still, mishtabed yoshim lamalva mishum mitzvah al yisaymin. So again, for now, mishnah, you have no proof to shine of the yikni. Nothing more says. Mask of Lord Ravashi has a question like this. Move out there who? The Kuru told me, move out there. Yeah, they only lent money about there. So how do you collect from Mishabod them all together? And Varavu Shmuel Yama Tavayu Milvara Pera and the Gavel Emin Ayoshim no Belom Lakuchas. You don't collect from Yoshim or from Lakuchas. If here it's a Milvara Pera, how come you're able to collect from the Yoshim? It does not help. We're going now, the Yiknu does not help. So really the Shtar for this property doesn't help. It's like there's no star for this property that the son Yashin from his father after the Chayiv. It's only a din of mitzvah Yisrael l'froya chayiv avim. So that's the kasher, because Rav and Shmuel both say, as some happening right now, that there's no mitzvah. But Rav and Shmuel both say that milvah ra'peh, in the case of your father borrowed money, ba'peh, just in front of Edim, that did not write down in the star, so the law is that the father dies, ain't the grave, the loyman of Yashin v'man l'kukas. Like the Ba'chayv cannot come, the Malv cannot come to the Yoshim. So you see the Chur, there's no mitzvah of Yoshim, the Soyachayv, the Fabian, unless it's written down in the Shtar. So the Chur, it has to be now, okay, it's called written down in the Shtar. I son the Ikni, the Yosh. The Chur, we have a proof that something that the labor first gets later on, even though in the Yashim, he's membership, still the Ba'chayv could collect it. Smur says no.